And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to the Brad Forbes Show. This is a live broadcast, Sunday, June 3rd. Just a shade past the 10 o'clock a.m. hour here on the eastern coast of the United States. I'd like to welcome everybody to the program, and I'd like to encourage everybody to call in, get your voice out on the air, let other people know what you're thinking. The call-in number, as always, is 1-800-313-9443. Again, it's 1-800-313-9443. I'd really like to hear what you have to say, and phone lines are wide open, so, jump right on it. We're going to get right into things here, try to get a little bit of this covered before the first break here. This is from The Independent. A scandal is engulfing the United Nations once again after allegations that peacekeepers stationed in Congo traded guns for gold with militia groups that they meant to be disarming. Meanwhile, a trial got underway in New York of a former UN official accused of taking bribes. That's a lot packed into one opening paragraph there. A scandal at the United Nations, I would never believe that. And they were trading, the peacekeepers were trading guns for gold. I mean, this is like guns for gold with militia groups that they were meant to be disarming. You know, it's kind of funny that whenever you think of the United Nations, disarm is one of the first things that comes to my mind. I don't really think about, well, they've put this many hot plates on the table for this country that didn't have any food and handed this many blankets out or done this or done that. All I think about is disarmament. Them taking people's guns away. I mean, you know, the famous statue of the revolver, the Magnum revolver with the barrel tied into a knot. I guess that's the image I get of the United Nations when I think of UN or United Nations or that baby blue symbol that they use. And right here they are in the Congo as peacekeepers, and they're trading guns for gold. Now, doesn't that seem kind of counterproductive? That you're here to be taking guns away from these people, so these people will quit killing each other. Meanwhile, you're trading guns for gold. So, I mean, you know, what really does go on at these behind-the-scenes United Nations events? And, I mean, is it going to be that here in the Congo, whoever has the most gold will end up with the most guns? And if so, what if you're on the other side of the coin? United Nations comes in as a peacekeeper, but you don't have any gold. You had all of your assets tied up into, let's say, paper money. You had U.S. dollars. You know, they're not trading guns for dollars. They're trading guns for gold. I hear the music, folks. We'll pick this up on the other side. We've got a lot to go over. And again, 800-313-9443. Give me a call. We'll pick this up on the other side.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into the Brad Forbes Show here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'd like to encourage everybody to go to the homepage at republicbroadcasting.org. Check it out. You know, it's constantly updated. And for all the satellite listeners, the word came down. I believe it was yesterday I got it, or heard it from John, just like if you're a regular listener yourself, that us analog guys out on satellite, we're going to have to wrench up and go with the digital system. It's going to be better, better quality, and if you've got your analog system, you can contact some of the tech help at Republic Broadcasting. And they can clue you in on how to change your feed horn and get it to where you can use your old satellite dish. Or if you've got an old abandoned, the old C-band big dish out in your backyard and it's just sitting there, you know, looking good in your backyard and you're not using it, hey, get it hooked up for the digital. You just change the feed horn out and get the receiver. No problem. You're right back at full digital audio. And if you don't have a system, then I encourage you to go to republicbroadcasting.org. And right there on the main page, when it pops up, there's a satellite little icon picture there. Can't miss it. Click on that. And I've been doing a little bit of research on this, what they call free-to-air satellite, before I even knew that Republic had this offer. I've been doing different research, you know, looking at the different systems. And I'll tell you, folks, go out online and take a look for yourself and compare prices, and you can't really beat the deal. And you might save a couple bucks here or there, but, you know, hey, when you buy from Republic Broadcasting, you are supporting the network that has the quality programming that you like to hear and need to hear. You know, it's not a matter of tuning into Patriotic Radio, Truth Radio, and, you know, just, well, hey, you know, I'm going to listen to what these guys have to say, and, oh, wow, did you hear that, you know? It's not about that. It's about getting involved, getting active, and you don't have to agree with everything you hear on the air. You don't have to disagree. Draw your own conclusions. Act on your own conclusions accordingly. You know, if you're inspired to go out and start writing articles and putting them on a blog, publish them in a paper, writing your editor, standing down on a street corner with a sign that says, this is how I feel about whatever subject it is I'm angered about or happy about. You know, you don't have to stand on a street corner and always protest or be negative. You know, go down on a street corner and if you feel real happy, just stand on the side and say, I'm happy. You have that right to do that here in America. You have the right to stand down on that street corner and say, you know, end the war, if that's how you feel about the war in Iraq. Or, you know, end foreign support. Keep America money here, you know, America's money here in America. Close the border. Real simple sign a person could stand with, close the border. No more. We're full. No vacancy. You know, be clever about it. I was watching the morning news here this morning before we went on the air, and old Juan Hernandez, some cat on there that they've got a talking head to put a nice face to an ugly situation with the illegal invasion, and he's trying to candy coat it on how great this whole thing is, and that, you know, we welcome these people here, that we ask for these people to come here. I've never asked for anybody to come here. And they were talking about this new bill, how it's going to cost them $5,000 to get to become a citizen, and that they'll have to go home before they can get it, and that they'll have to do this, and they'll have to learn the language. And what that encompasses is learning two sentences. They had the counterpart to Juan, this female on there talking about, this lady on there talking about how bad it was. I agree with her. And she was saying, well, they have to learn two sentences. The head of the household has to go home. And there's all kinds of loopholes through the whole thing. Now, I've got some friends over in Germany and Denmark, and, you know, I encourage them to, you know, call in sometime. Tell us what it's like to try to immigrate to America. You know, if you want to buy your way in, you got to have a couple $100,000, you know, and show the State Department that I have this much money and I'm going to come over there and basically blow it in your country, setting a business up. And, you know, maybe you'll give me a green card to come in here and all this. And then there's the lottery where you can sign up, and out of 14 million people that sign up for this lottery, they draw two lucky winners, you know, and you could try that approach to immigrate here. You know, if you're from Australia or Germany, Denmark, Sweden, you know, this is what you're looking at, what you're to try to come here and be a good worker, if you will. Now, Juan Hernandez on TV, whoever this cat is, he seems to think it's all okay just to come march on across the border, break all the laws, and, hey, $5,000 is all you need. Anyway, folks, we're getting off track on this, but get involved. Again, the call-in number, 1-800-313-9443. Back to the U.N. troops trading gold with militias. Gold for guns. I kind of like that, you know, gold for guns. How about, you know, in this country, we could say Federal Reserve notes for guns. What a concept there. You trade your worthless Federal Reserve notes for guns. I like the idea, and in fact, I think it's an idea you ought to practice. Go to a gun show. Trade your worthless Federal Reserve notes for valuable guns. Great idea. The article goes on to say, the UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, said in a statement that an investigation into the Guns for Gold claims has begun and was continuing, adding it had a zero-tolerance policy for misconduct and will remain vigilant in preventing egregious and unacceptable behavior. Well, you know, I went to the public school system here in America, and I didn't know what egregious and unacceptable behavior was. So, you know, I went and got Webster's Dictionary off the shelf, and I looked it up, and the first thing that and it's pronounced egregious. The egregious behavior is remarkable. Well, it goes on. The second one is outstanding for undesirable qualities. Remarkably bad. Flagrant. So that's what they're vigilant in preventing outstanding and undesirable qualities, remarkably bad, and unacceptable behavior. And I feel real confident knowing that the United Nations is, you know, really on the ball here. At the heart of the investigations are allegations that in 2005, Pakistani soldiers sent by the UN to restore peace in Ituri province around the northeastern mining town of Mongabwala began returning guns to militia groups receiving gold in exchange. I mean, this is even better. You go in and you scarf up all their guns, you take them all, then you go around back and you set up a tent, and it's like, okay, you can have your guns back, but you got to bring me some gold. Well, I would definitely say that that's outstanding and remarkable. Must be egregious. Definitely egregious. Definitely outstanding to go in and to be able to take somebody's guns away from him, you know, because I'm a peacekeeper. I'm here to keep the peace. It's for your own protection that you give me your guns. And by the way, you know, we got the tent set up around the corner down here, so, you know, gather up your gold and we'll talk about it a little bit later. It's amazing. I mean, obviously racketeering and the RICO laws and all this, you know, strong-arming means nothing to the United Nations. I mean, Al Capone didn't even try this kind of stuff. I'm going to come in and take all your guns and you can buy them back. I mean, come on. And I mean, the people in the Congo, they better wise up too. Save your guns, save your gold, let them have the lead. Huh. It's really unbelievable to see, even sit here and read this. Witnesses confirm the existence of the trade to the BBC. One Congolese officer repeatedly saw militia who had been disarmed one day, but the next day would become rearmed again. The information he could obtain was always the same, that it would be the Pakistani battalion given arms back to the militia. Repeatedly saw militia who had been disarmed one day, but the next day would become rearmed again. I mean, it's almost like, you know, okay, give me your guns, wink, wink. Meet you at the tent around back at the bazaar. It's bizarre, folks. We'll get back into this on the other side. I hear that music, and let's take a short break.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement-grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into the Brad Forbes Show. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. That is a worldwide toll-free number. And we are discussing the Guns for Gold scandal at the UN. But this just in, straight from headline news, in Rostock, Germany, at the G8 summit, there are over 30,000 protesters, 30,000 folks, with over 12,000 cops. Now, according to headline news, these 30,000 protesters are protesting for AIDS, climate change, and I guess AIDS awareness and climate change. And it showed them throwing rocks and bottles and whatnot at the armored police cars and the armored police trucks with the water spigots hosing the people down. And I've been, you know, it was kind of a wild sight to look at this on the news that I've been to Rostock, Germany, and a very nice town. And it's unfortunate that they were the host to the G8 summit meeting. And it was also, on what I saw on TV, unfortunately, was all red flags. It appeared to me, just from watching this on the headline news during the break, that it looks like it's basically 30,000 communists have descended upon Rostock. Next Sunday, I will have a detailed report. I have friends that live just a few miles from Rostock, and I will find out what the scoop is on it. And, in fact, I will try to bring one of them up on the air next week to try to give us a breakdown of actually what is going on at these G8 summit protests in Germany, in Deutschland. back to the article. Witnesses confirmed the existence of the trade to the BBC. One Congolese officer repeatedly saw militia who had been disarmed one day, but the next day would be rearmed again. And it was always the Pakistanis, but the Pakistani battalion giving arms back to the militia. Human Rights Watch said it had its own information on the case, which had passed to the UN. Pakistani officers were involved in illegal smuggling of between 2 million and 5 million in gold out of Ituri. We have very solid information on this, said Anki von Woudenberg, a researcher with the group. 2 to 5 million in gold out of Ituri. Well, folks, I mean, think about it. I mean, how much guns and gold must have been trading to get 2 to 5 million worth of gold? I mean, just go do the math yourself, you know, like, okay, this is how much an ounce and how many ounces there had to have been to get to this much money, and then apply it towards, okay, $5 million. If I handed you $5 million, how many guns could you buy at the gun show? I mean, you could buy the gun show easily. Could probably buy a few gun shows. Now, I imagine with these people, it was kind of discounted prices, probably. I mean, I just took your gun, and now I'm going to sell you your gun for your gold. So it's like, well, how much gold do you have? Okay, well, that's how much it's going to take to get. Well, I'll give you this old junky gun, this rusty one back for that much gold, but you're going to have to do better than that if you want to get your AK back. You know, because your neighbor down the street, he's got a big handful of gold. He didn't have any guns, but he wants your AK, and he's willing to come down here and give me 10 gold coins. You've only got 3. You got to go do better. Oh, yeah, I mean, I can really see how they could keep the peace with, you know, with this kind of activity, guns for gold. And, I mean, it's definitely a bizarre situation here, folks. Article goes on to say a spokeswoman for the foreign ministry in Islamabad, Tahsin Islam, said yesterday that it had been informed by the UN Peacekeeping Department, the DPKO, on Tuesday of the media exposure of the case. The DPKO also informed our mission that, at this stage, these were mere allegations, which have to be looked into, she said. On our part, our relevant authorities will look into the matter to ascertain facts. So in other words, we're going to do something about it. I don't know anything about what you're talking about, but if there was something going on, we're definitely going to look into it. I'll bet. The flow of UN scandals never seems to end. Recent years have seen the inquiry into corruption into the oil for food program in Iraq before the toppling of Saddam Hussein. The resignation of Ruud Lubbers as head of the UN High Commission for Refugees following allegations of sexual harassment and revelations in 2005 of peacekeepers trading food for sexual favors for women in Congo. I guess the 2005 game was you go into their kitchen, you take all their food, and, well, you get the idea, folks. Let's pick it back up on the other side, folks. You are tuned into the Brad Forbes Show on this Sunday morning.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. We've been going over this. If you're just tuning in, the United Nations gold for guns scandal in the Congo. And the article closes up by saying, this week, meanwhile, we saw the start of a fraud trial in New York of Sananya Bahail, a native of India who stands accused of taking cereal bribes from a Florida businessman while he was head of the UN's commodity procurement section from 1999 to 2003. Jurors have heard testimony from Nishan Kohli, the son of the businessman, Nanak Kohli, that Mr. Bahail helped him secure $100 million in contracts from him in return for cereal favors, including a heavily discounted luxury apartment in New York and cash. On Tuesday, Mr. Kohli went further, saying that other UN workers associated with Mr. Bahail had been treated to nights in a hotel room with prostitutes for their favors. Mr. Kohli said the relationship between Mr. Bahail and his father became so close that he was effectively a partner in our companies in terms of how we operated and executed contracts. Mr. Bahail has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Well, it sounds to me like being in the United Nations is a pretty lucrative business. I mean, you know, you've got, they send you in as a peacekeeper into a country, a war-torn region, or, you know, as they try to say on the talking heads, the that the here this country has already, you know, had death and carnage everywhere. So we send in these peacekeepers, and, you know, all it is a scandal. Either they're going to take their food and make the women perform favors for them to get food for their children, or with the men, it's take their guns and leave them defenseless. And, well, if you want to be able to defend yourself, well, then, you know, cough up some gold. I mean, folks, that kind of behavior is totally, totally worse than, like I pointed out earlier, than the way Al Capone treated people. Or the way that the mafia, you know, do you want protection, you know? This guy standing here with Vinny and Luigi telling, you know, and these guys are like 7 foot tall and 400 pounds, and, you know, you do want protection, don't you? Well, it's cheap. It's only going to cost you $50 a day, and, you know, and Vinny and Luigi here will look after your safety. Make sure you don't get beat up. You know, and I apologize for any of the Italian listeners out there, but I'm just trying to point out the way that Hollywood characterizes the Italian mafioso. I mean, those guys are peons compared to the racketeering going on at the United Nations under the flag of the United Nations, which our government supports. I say our government, I should say Zog supports. A true constitutional republic, my government, we the people type government, would never or should never support that type of behavior, that type of scandal. I mean, that's totally un-American. Totally goes against the values and principles that we even came to this country with. Meaning that to treat people like that is unheard of for, you know, people of European descent that founded this nation. You shouldn't go into a war-torn country and take their food and their arms and treat these people like dogs. Great. Welcome aboard, John. John from Tennessee, welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you. You know, this is it's almost comical when you listen to what's going on, Brad, and you almost have to, if ADD exists, then you almost have to have ADD to really, there's so much that your head is spinning like a top. You know, at the point that you begin to realize what's going on, something else is happening. And it's almost like we're going to hide this out in plain sight because it's so outrageous that no one's going to believe you when you tell them. Is it just me, or is that what's going on?
Well, you know, it's already happened in this country. I remember during 9/11, our planes that have the radar on them, it was AWACS,
mm-hmm.
were overseas, and they were somewhere else. And we had to have British AWACS come over here and patrol our skies. So with our army being strung out all over the world, if something were to happen in this country, we could only expect to have peacekeepers here.
Well, here's the idea, first of all. You and I, in the eyes of people that are actually in control, and other people that still have an ability to think and to see the truth and to be able to make rational decisions. Now, I'm labeled and you're labeled a conspiracy kook when basically we still got the ability to look and come to a conclusion that makes sense. If you take the facts into consideration, they don't believe that we should be allowed to live. I've come to that conclusion with all my heart. You and I need to be dead in the eyes of people that want to control others. Those that are going to be difficult to control need to die. So basically, when you've got 300 million people in this country, and let's be, you know, let's say 100 million of them can still think, they're expendable.
Yeah, well, I
they are totally expendable.
I'll tell you what, John, one out of three, I don't know.
Well, I'm being nice, and
yeah,
I said that
are.
At the onset. You know, I'm being nice. Let's take into consideration, Brad, let's jump to a different topic and go to the national debt, $10.7 trillion, okay? Pitch, try to imagine what $10.7 trillion is, and you can't. But look at look who's loaning us the money, $850 billion from China, $800 billion from Japan, and if you go to the U.S. Treasury's website, you can get an outline that they list 30 nations and the amounts that we owe, and then down at the bottom it says other nations, 22% of the debt or whatever it is, but it's $10.7 trillion. So $850 billion, and I know I'm off track, that China is loaning to this country to float our debt, basically a nation that ought to be, in any other business, would be in receivership because we're broke. We can't go bankrupt, but we should be in receivership. And they're loaning us the money. Here's how idiotic it is. They're loaning us money that we're spending to buy products at Walmart that are made by them. So we're giving them our money to loan it back. Now, what are you getting at, John? I'm getting at this. When we accumulate so much debt, not that we'll never pay the debt back, but that we can't make the interest payments, and they find it to their benefit to say, you know what? Had enough of this funny money. Here, I want my money. And these nations come and they try to collect on a debt that we owe and they're unable to be paid and they completely trash the American economy. And we see hyperinflation. We see things that are made outside of this country beyond the reach of the average American. We're going to wonder what happened. Well, let's see.
Well, John, here in Florida, and I read this in a small newspaper, and I haven't confirmed it, but I fully believe it, that 80% of the land of Florida is owned by foreigners.
Well,
and foreign investors, you know, these timber companies and things like that own these millions of acres of timber down here are owned by foreigners. And whether that's true or not, it still holds true with what you're saying, that
we're selling the nation to pay a debt that we'll never be able to pay.
Right.
And it goes farther than that. If you look at these national or these World Heritage sites, I believe that America, the Smoky Mountains here in Tennessee where I'm at, you go to the main gate and it says Smoky Mountains National Park. Down at the bottom, a World Heritage site. You go to Carlsbad Canyon or Yellowstone Park, Statue of Liberty, Independence Hall, and on Glacier National Park and all these other national parks that are World Heritage Sites, I believe, are being held in lieu of money as collateral on a debt that we will never, ever, ever pay.
One of the other talk show hosts covered that on one of his videos, and that's been, you know, 6, 8, 10 years ago that we've known about that. But what I'm getting at, John, is the fact of your private debt. Not so much the public lands, but you take, how many people do you know that actually own their home, that don't have a mortgage or a second mortgage third mortgage? And if they collapse the dollar and we're jobless, penniless, and you can't pay your debt, well, you're going to have to get out of your home.
Well,
and then when
and
you
I'm,
look at who owns I'm, these mortgage companies and these big
China.
Banks, I
the
mean,
packages,
they're just going for the total land grab.
The mortgage packages, Brad, and my own mortgage is one of them. I have a mortgage on my home with, I don't know, it was Washington Mutual. I don't know what the bank is now. It's been sold so many times. But my mortgage is in a package that is a couple billion dollars that China has bought the mortgage packages. So basically, China owns my house. I don't own it. And how many other homes throughout this country, foreign nations, own your property? Get it through your head, man. America is gone.
And then when this thing collapses, when this thing implodes, they're going to say, and maybe, rightfully so, if you want to look into it that way, that they should be able to come in and protect their assets.
Sure. They'll put you out. I've got three people. I had some kids, so I've got my wife and one child, five-bedroom, three-bath home on a couple acres of property because my kids have grown. Now, when the time comes, if I haven't got my house paid for, and probably if I do, you know, John, you got too much house. You don't need that. We're going to put 30 Mexicans. We could put 30 Mexicans in a five-bedroom house. You know? I mean, they're living 40 to a motel room right now. I don't know. I know I'm raving.
No,
but
not
it is,
really.
If you can't laugh at it, you're going to cry at it.
Well, because you said you were off topic. That was exactly where I was headed to with this, was the fact of these peacekeepers. They're not peacekeepers. They go into this place to sack the place.
Well,
that are unfortunate enough to have these peacekeepers, and like our country, with the debt, like you so rightfully pointed out, they have become our masters, the foreigners.
Sure. And I brought that up a week ago here in Nashville. I called one of these financial programs, you know, and I'm basically not stirring a stink on purpose, but he has an audience that I may be able to wake up in some way. So I called in and I asked what I thought was a simple question. Paul, if there's a person out there listening that has totally lost their faith in the American economy or the market, and they believe that it's headed for some drastic change since it's so good now, Paul, is there another way that you can protect your investments? And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, could you roll your 401ks or your individual IRAs into a precious metal IRA and protect your money? Well, that'd be market timing. That doesn't make sense, you know? And I'm like, well, Paul, to me, I've lost faith in it. He said, what aspect of it? What part of the market? I said, all of it. And he would not and could not bring himself to suggest that anybody take their money out of the market. So having studied a little bit of the Depression and knowing now that it had been orchestrated in the, you know, back in the Great Depression, I believe that they're getting ready to do it again, because it's when people with money begin to sell their stocks and urging people with a limited amount, you know, maybe a couple $100,000, keep it there. When it collapses, they're going to buy it up. It's going to be the blue light at Kmart, and they're going to come out smelling like a rose. And I've brought that to their attention and suggested to them that people with money can actually manipulate the stock market. And I'm the crazy guy in Nashville. But I've got to, in the last couple years, when I first heard Alex Jones and others on RBN and the other network, I thought, man, these people are crazy. You know, I mean, it took a good 2 months for me to start to wake up. And when I woke up, I went through the normal stages, man. I denied it. And then I started telling people about it. And I guess I'm in the third or fourth stage now. I can't keep my mouth shut. People, you know, I'm the crazy guy in Nashville on the radio. The one that they tell, hey, your tinfoil hat's loose.
You know, John, here in Gainesville, they go in and get a comprehensive annual financial report. And Gainesville had like $1.7 billion in liquid assets, and Gainesville Regional Utilities had, you know, 1.3 or something. It was almost like $3 billion in liquid assets, just the city of Gainesville. And all of that money gets invested into the stock market or into these different markets, which is basically government ownership of the private, as what we would think of as private businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I could never figure out why in Vermont they would build a rail manufacturing plant on top of a mountain. Bombardier had built this big rail car manufacturing plant on top of a mountain with a 6% grade going to it. Well, it kind of comes into focus when you see that these states and municipalities own all these stocks in this company. They can say, well, we vote to build this building here, and we have enough shares to do that. And when you look at what you're saying about orchestration, you know, the whole thing is a big lie. The whole financial world, you know, talk to Chuck or whatever they say, the whole thing is a lie. The whole dollar bill, stock markets, the whole thing is just one big scam.
Well, what I did, I took, and I got a hold of Robbie Noel. I took all of mine out. I've got, you know, I did it. It was a difficult decision because I've got 45 years of people drilling into me, put your money in the market, leave it alone. And I've come to the conclusion and been telling everyone that I know, if you think you're wealthy because of what you have in your 401k or what you have in the bank, if it's this funny money, you better think again. While you have the opportunity, and for anyone that's listening, while you have the opportunity, you better get your money out of the market.
Hold that thought, John.
All right.
I took a little skip it.
Hit right back on it, John.
Okay. Well, I want to let people know that if you have a 401k or an IRA from a previous employer and it's in the market and you don't think you can move it, you can move it. You can put it into a precious metal IRA. You can take it all out. You won't get penalized. You won't lose a penny. And you'll protect your, when the market falls, and it's going to fall. When these foreign, and I'm not an economist, man. I'm a truck driver. But I see what's happening. When the market falls, your money is going to increase in value if you have it in silver and gold. It has to. If you leave it there, it's going to go away. You say, well, I've got a couple hundred thousand dollars in $10 bills in the drain out in my garage. Well, you know what? It's not going to be worth anything. It's going to take you four of those $1 bills to get one of these Ameros that are coming along. So that, you know, whatever you have, you better be ready to lose it.
Well, John, if somebody would have taken that $200K and put it into gold back when it was at $250 an ounce, look at what they would have today.
To understand.
John, I got one more caller that wants
all
to get
right,
on.
I appreciate it, man.
Thanks for calling me, John.
I wanted to let you know that I'm listening, I'm in agreement, and urge people, you don't have to leave your money in the market. Don't
Thanks,
let
John.
Them have it all.
Who we got there, Ken?
Lester in Ohio.
Lester in Ohio. Welcome to the Brad Forbes Show.
Hello, you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, talking about the money market and all that there and all our debts and all that there, you know, it's funny money anyway, right?
Right.
Ain't no different than Monopoly money. So if we owe all these debts, ain't it simple? They do it all the time now, so why can't we do it as a nation? We just print enough money, give them all their money. What do you want? I will give you all the facts of this paper you want. How many boxes of it you want? You want them printed in ones, hundreds, thousands? What is it? Ain't none of it worth nothing anyway. It ain't backed by gold. There ain't no gold to back it if we did claim to back it by gold.
Well, I agree with you. The problem is that we've got how would you say it? We've already let them inside the gates, and they're the ones that's in control of that printing press. And they're just not going to go along with that game. They're going to say that, Lester in Ohio, you and your state and your constituents, you owe us this much money. And, like you said, it's paper money and it's not worth anything. So we just want the hard assets.
Well, that's the whole thing. The hard assets, see, well, what it's going to come down to is there ain't anything good to eat in this country no more. We've just about got it harvested and stripped to the bone, and when there ain't no food to eat, I don't even think them foreigners are going to want to stay around when there ain't nothing to eat. I think they're all going to end up going back home or trying to, but the problem is a lot of them ain't going to let them come back home. They're going to be stuck here. well, do you, liable to turn in, you know, this could turn, all turn pretty bad here eventually.
Well, you know what the Chinese word for dog is, don't you?
What's that?
Chow.
Chow.
So, I mean, you know, there's still quite a bit of food supply here in America for foreigners.
Well,
but the thing is, the United Nations on their website, and you feel free to research it yourself, they say they want to see the world population reduced by 80%.
Well, come on, we're working on it, and how many ways do you want to do it? For instance, right around here, I don't know, your last caller was a truck driver. He might have noticed this. I used to drive truck years ago, but I don't do it no more. But around where I live here in Ohio, they did something really neat. They went around and they put these red reflective tape things all on all the stop signs, right? Which sounds like a pretty neat thing, right? Make it easier for you to make the stop sign more reflective, right?
Right.
But you know what they did? In the process of doing that, lo and behold, without anybody noticing it, there ain't no stop ahead signs no more. They took them all out. So you know what happens when it gets real foggy? When it gets real foggy, you can't see that stop sign even with that reflector on it until you're right on top of it. Oops, ran another stop sign. Crash! No, killed another one.
Who was the rocket scientist that came up with that idea?
I don't know, but I bet he's getting a lot of points for taking all them stop ahead signs out.
That's crazy.
Satan should be rewarding him real gratefully. I mean, see, these things, they ain't by accident. They're by design.
Right.
Somebody had this, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but you know, Lester.
All about body count, ain't it?
In this country today, it's not about quality. We don't hire quality help. We hire quantity help that'll work cheap. And that it goes all the way up into through management, and we'll look at your government bureaucracies.
Do you really think that, come on, they're cheap. They're cheap. Now, these stop ahead signs, it ain't like they quit putting up new ones. They went and took the old ones. You understand what I'm saying? All the old stop ahead signs that were already there, out of the ground. I mean, I had a friend almost killed himself on his motorcycle a block away from my house. Amazing. Boy, if he would have, he was riding in the fog. If he would have had a stop ahead sign to warn him, he would have knew to slow down quicker, wouldn't he?
That's unbelievable.
Instead, he went right straight through it and ended up out in the middle of the woods. Kind of a rough ride on a motorcycle. It only screwed up his back, punctured lung, and he only lost 6 months of work out of it. But hey, didn't kill him. He got lucky.
What do you think about the UN scandal with the guns for gold?
Well, that there's where are they getting the gold?
John or Lester, we're out of time.
Okay, well,
thanks
we can
for
talk
calling me, Lester.
Some other day,
folks. It's just another crazy day in the life, huh? Get active, folks. Let your voice be heard. Tell your friends about Republic Broadcasting. Stay tuned next week, and have a great week.
With three.